Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 26th day of Kislev, or second day Hanukkah. The Sechta Yevamos, Perek Shlosha Asar, Mishnah Dalet. Hamamoenes Be'ish, a woman who gave refusal to her husband. She was a ketana, she was a minor, and she said, I don't want you anymore. Humatu Be'kareseha, he's allowed to be married to her relatives. V'hi mutaris b'kirvav, she can be married. She's mutter to marry his relatives. Normally, this can't be done if it was a divorce, a get. Basically, we say it's as if she was never married to him, and therefore there's no worries about him marrying her sisters or her relatives, and she can marry his relatives. V'lo psalim in a kohen, and nor does he disqualify her from being married to a kohen. Mion, refusal to stay with someone for a katana, is not considered like a get. A get, of course, would passel her from kuna. Nasan la get. What happens if he gave her a get? She could have got out of it by mien, but he gave her a get when she was a minor. Hu asu b'kirvaseha, then he cannot marry any of her relatives. V'hi asur b'kirvav, she can't marry his relatives. Uf solomin akuna, and he does disqualify her from being married to Cain, because since she exited his marriage, or this marriage, with a get rather than with a mian, that makes it more like his wife, and therefore the stringencies that apply to a wife or a divorced wife will apply. She can't marry a Cain, he can't marry her relatives later on, she can't marry his relatives after the get. Nosan lo get v'chzira. What happens if he gave her a get while she was a ketana, and then he took her back again as she's a ketana, and then from the second marriage to him, me'anabai, she refused to stay with him after he took her back. So the last exit from him has been through a mian. He's been married twice to her. The first time she exited with a get, the second time with a man. And then v'nisis lacha, she gets married to a second husband after the mian from the first. V'nisar malo is niskarsha, and she becomes widowed from the second husband, or to get divorced from the second husband, and she thinks about going back to the original husband, who she's been married twice to before. Muteres lachzaloi, says the mission, she can go back to her first husband, because even though it's forbidden for a man to take back a divorcee after she's been married in between to someone else, that's a clear pasuk in the Torah. La yuchal bailo rishon shashilcha loshul lekach b'liyaslisha. A husband who divorced a wife and then married someone, she married someone else, he can't take her back again. But here, she's allowed to go back to her husband who divorced her, because there was a mion that took place later on in the second time he married her, and the mion is mabatal get. The mion, the refusal that she gave, has effect of nullifying the previous relationships or the get that was there originally. It's as if she was never divorced even. Mayan boy, but what happens if she exited the first husband through a mion? That was the first way. That's the first time she exited the marriage. Vechzira, he took her back again as a ketana. But she exited again the second time she left him, but this time it's with a get. Nosan la get, he gave her a get. Albeit she's only ketana. And then v'nisas lacha, then she gets married to a second person. V'nisamal in eskarsha, and she becomes widowed or divorced from that second husband. And now she's thinking, oh, I want to go back to the first husband. Too late. Asuro lachzorlo, she cannot now go back to the first husband, even though she's a ketana. Because since the last exit that she made from the first husband was with a get, by means of a get, she's called a grusha. It's a classic case of grusha that's been married to someone else who is not allowed to get married back to the first husband. Ze'aklal. This is how it works. This is the rule. Get achamion, if he divorced her, this ketana, and then took her back and then gave mion. So the last exit was through a mion, and this could take place even many times. He married a divorced, it could have been a whole lot of times while she's still a ketana. As long as the last exit was with a get, asur lachzalai, she cannot go back to him ever again if she's been married to someone else, because she's treated as a grusha, shenises lacha alacher, as a divorcee who's been married in between to someone else. He can never go back to the first husband. Mayon achar get, but if she did the mion after the get, that means the first time she left him, that was through a get. And then afterwards he took her back, and then she left him the second time, but mion, this was through her refusal. Mutar sachzalai, She's allowed to go back to him if she so wishes, even though in between she's been married to someone else. And that's because there is since the last time she got out of this relationship was with her miyun, the miyun cancels everything beforehand. It's as if she is never married to the person and therefore never divorced from him. So it's not a case of grusha shenisei slach. Mishnah Hay. Hamumayanis be'ish, a person, a lady who gives miyun, she refuses the man, she says, I don't want to marry that man anymore, and that's all, and she got out of that marriage. She's a katana, of course. Was married by her mother or brother, that's why the marriage can get out with miyun, just simply refusing, as we've said many times. V'niseis la'acher, and she got married to someone else, second husband. V'gersha, second husband divorced her. La'acher, then she got married to a third husband, Umayana boy. And she refused him. She says, I want him. Not a get, it was refusing. La'acher, she gets married then to a fourth husband. And he divorces her with a get. Begersha, he divorces her with a get. La'acher, she gets married to a fifth husband, a man, a boy, and she gives miyun. So, we have first husband, she got out of it with a miyun. The third husband with a miyun. The fifth husband with a miyun. Husbands number two and four, she got out of there. Out of their marriage with a get. So what happens? What's the halacha of such a woman? Kol she yotzes hemenu beget. Any time that she left him with a get through the course of a get, which is husband number two and four in our example, asura lachzala, she cannot go back to him. Why? Because that's a case of grusha shenisas lacha. So even if she wanted to, she can never go back to husband number two after being married to husband number three. Never go back to husband number four after being married to husband number five. Why? Because two and four gave her a get, and therefore that's a classic case. When she gets married to someone else, it's a classic case of a divorcee getting married to another husband. She needs to have, she cannot go back to her previous husband in such a case. B'meyon, I bet any woman who, any relationship that ended up with miyun, she just refused, which is husbands number one and three. Muteres lachzola, she's allowed to go back to him because that's he's machzor, he's taking her back in a state of miyun, and miyun means that there was not, we don't regard any marriage as being a marriage. It's not, and therefore, because of that, since there's miyun, he's taking her in, therefore he'll be able to take her back again if in the meantime she gets married to someone else. What do we see? What's interesting here is that we see that miyun of one husband will not help to be mevatel the get of another husband. So even though when she gets married to this second man second husband, and she gets miyun from him, or she refuses to be with him, that will not be mevatel the get of the first husband. That's what you see from this Mishnah. To mevatel your own, one man can mevatel his own get by giving miyun, yes. But he cannot mevatel another person's miyun, another person's get, because he gave miyun. That won't work. And that's what you see clearly from that and from this Mishnah. But the Gemara seems to say, if you look at the previous Mishnah, would seem to be not in agreement with this. Because in the previous Mishnah it says, Mishnah Dala that we just did, it says, Miyanabai, if she gave miyun to him, he took her back again, then he gave her a get and she got married to someone else, and from that second husband she got divorced or widowed, she can't go back. It's mashma, it seems to apply that. Why? Because because she got widowed or divorced from the second husband, then she can't go back to the first. It seems to imply that if she got out of the second husband with a miyun, even though it's another person, it'll help, and she can help her to be able to go back to the previous husband, and that will work. So it's quite interesting. The previous Mishnah seems to be the opposite of our Mishnah that we've just done now. Because in Mishnah, hey, we just said now that she can't. She can't go back to him. Even if she gave miyun, we said that we're saying that the miyun of one man cannot be mevatel the get of another. So the Gemara says, Enachaname. It seems that there's a machlokes between our two Mishnahs. Misha Shanazu, Le Shanazu. That means that the first Tana holds that as long as Mion was done, it'll be Mevatel, the preget of the previous marriage that was with a get, regardless of it's the same husband or a different husband. That's how the previous Mishnah seems to learn. And this Mishnah seems to learn the Pshat that that the Mion will only Mevatel a get if it's in the same person. One person got married once and then gave a get, then remarried her, and then she got up with Mion, that will be Mvatl, the get. But not a Mion on another husband will not help to Mvatl the get of a previous husband. That doesn't work. That's so it's a machlekes of the Tanaim, of these Mishnahs.